This is a tune I learned from Spider John Kerner, actually. It's an old song, but John put a different twist on it. It's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along come Brady with his shining star. Got a mean look, it is. One good eye's gonna shoot somebody just to see him die, 'cause he's been on the job too long. You know Duncan, Duncan, he was tending the bar. Long come Brady in his electric car. Brady said to Duncan, you're under arrest. Now Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest, 'cause he's been on the job too long. I say, Brady, 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 you know you done wrong. Busting in here while my game was going on. Come busting down the window, smashing down the door. Now you're lying dead on that barroom floor. Been on the job too long. This song is called Duncan and Brady. It's always called Duncan and Brady. It always has been called Duncan and Brady. And it always will be called Duncan and Brady. It's about two guys. One guy's name is Duncan. The other guy's name is Brady. Now Duncan, he run a big store down the middle of town. He sold all kinds of stuff. He's got used cars and paper plates and potato chips and poker chips and guitar picks and pickled chicken lips and spinach and all kinds of stuff. Anything you want to buy, you got to buy it from Duncan. That's the only store there is. You want a job, you got to work for Duncan. That's the only job there is. You want to sell something, Duncan's your boy. He's the only buddy that's got any money. So everybody in the whole town, they used to work for Duncan, buy from Duncan, sell to Duncan, and they all lived upstairs in Duncan's hotel. Old Duncan's doing pretty good. The only trouble in the whole wide world was every Sunday night, he used to like to get together with a bunch of his buddies down the back room of the place, and they'd lock up the front door through the store and turn out the lights. They'd lock up the door to the back room and turn down the lights in there. They'd get in there with a whole bunch of booze and cards and women and stuff. They're gonna shoot a little craps, shoot a little pool, play a little cards, gonna drink a little booze. Ain't causing no trouble, ain't doing no harm, but it's illegal. Now the other guy in the story, his name was Brady. He was the sheriff. Everybody called him Brady the Sheriff. He was weird. He couldn't stand to see you have fun. If he saw you having fun, or about to have fun, thinking about having fun, or about to think about having fun, he'd jump all over you and arrest you and say, come along with me, you're having fun in the first degree. Now he had a problem. He had to live in the only other building in town. There was only two buildings in the whole town of Duncanville. It was Duncan's place and the jailhouse, but the Chamber of Commerce made him put them 2 miles apart, 'cause the Chamber of Commerce was Duncan. So old Brady never had anybody to talk to, and he'd sit down in his jailhouse all by himself and get all freaked up in his head. He'd arrest himself, throw himself in jail, slap on the handcuffs. He'd search himself. He'd sit around down there and talk to himself. Now one Sunday night, he's sitting down there, he's all freaked up and locked up and talking to himself. He said, hey. He said, what? He said, what do you want to do tonight? He said, I don't know. What do you want to do? He said, I don't care. What do you want to do? He said, I don't know. What do you want to do? He said, I got a good idea. Let's go down to Duncan's place. There must be 400 people down there. There's got to be somebody doing something wrong. Let's go down there and find out who it is and what they're up to and where they're at and arrest them and bring them down here and lock them up in jail and talk to her. He said, all right. He gets up and he goes tearing on down to Duncan's place. He gets outside, but he can't get in because the door was locked. He's talking to himself. He said, hey, the door's locked. He said, that's right, it's locked. He said, yeah, but how are we going to get in? He said, uh-oh. He said, we could bust in. He said, okay, let's bust in. He said, right, we're going to bust in. He said, goody, 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 going to bust in. He said, who's going to go first? He said, you. He said, how come I always got to go first? But he gets back about six jumps and he comes dashing up and smashes his great fat body through the door to the store, and he's rolling all over on the floor, knocking the pickled chicken lips off the shelf because he can't see where he's going because it's all dark in there. He's talking to himself. He said, hey, it's all dark. He said, right, it's all dark. He said, yeah, but ain't nobody here but the two of me. He said, uh-oh. Better get out of here before somebody calls the cops. And he's just about to go fleeing out the front door when he hears this whole bunch of ruckus in the back room. Because all these guys in the back room, you see, they're all jumping up and down, yelling and screaming and singing and shouting and dancing and slapping each other on the back and thumping their feet on the floor and slapping each other over the face with the folding chairs because they're having such a good time they can't stand it. It's kind of like Berkeley on a Friday night. Old Brady heard the ruckus. He goes tearing on back to the door to the back room. He knocks on the door to the back room. Guy comes to the door to the back room. Said, who's that? He said, it's me, Brady the sheriff. The guy said, you can't come in. So Brady drags out his pearl-handled, gold-plated hair trigger 44. He's gonna blow down the door. The guy said, hold it. Go around to the back door. Brady said, okie dokie. So he goes on around to the back door, he knocks on the back door. Same guy comes to the back door, said, who's that? Brady's talking to himself. He said, hey, you tell him, he might not know your voice. He said, right, it's us, Brady the sheriff. The guy said, you can't come in. So Brady drags out his hair plated, pearl triggered, enormous pistol. Blow down the door. The guy said, hold it, we'll let you in a minute. Now what's going on in there is these guys, you see, they understood that Brady was getting a little squirrely and he might come on down and try to bust up the game. So as a precautionary measure, they brung along a cannon. And all this time they've been stalling, they're loading up that cannon with potato chips and poker chips and paper plates and paper clips and guitar picks and pickled chicken lips and spinach and used cars, loose change, loose buttons, loose women, dead bugs, cigar butts, a little ball off the roulette table, and a whole bunch of dice and dynamite. They get it all loaded up and packed down tight and lit up, pointed at the back door, and he said, okay, you can come in now. Brady comes dancing on in through that door, waving around his hair trigger 44. Not suspecting for an instant he got a trigger 44 times hairier than his was. He said, get your hands up, you're having fun on the Lord's Day. I'm on the bus, y'all, take you down to jail, lock you up and talk to her. Yeah. Just when he said that, he looked down, he seen the cannon, he saw the little spark on the end, a little fuse go wiggling down the little hole in the back of the great big cannon, which was pointing its horrendous nose right at him. And when he saw that, he said, uh-oh. Cannon went off, blam, splattered him all over the east side of town. Well, they called up his old lady and said, Miss Brady, we're terrible sorry to have to break the grievous news upon you, but your husband just got splattered all over the east side of town. She was home having some fun on her own, didn't care anything about it. So they picked him up, slipped him in a shopping bag, and they took him on down to the outside of town. They took him on down to Lover's Lane, and they buried him underneath a no parking sign, because that's the kind of guy he was. Yeah, and all of the women heard Brady was dead. They all went home and they re-ragged in red. To come slipping and a sliding and a shuffling down the street in their big Mother Hubbard and their stocking feet, cause he's been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.